Om Shanti, good morning. Our program this morning has kind of intriguing title. It's called Siddhi, which could be translated as magical success through experiments in yoga. So this is what we're all going to experience this morning with our brother Prashant from Cambridge. He coordinates the activities of the Brahma Kumaris in Cambridge in the UK. And Brother Prashant is a doctor by profession. I would say a scientist by temperament. And also a yogi of many decades. So he has one foot in each discipline, and he loves exploring the intersection between science and consciousness, and also using those explorations to practice the states of consciousness which Baba wants us to experience. So this morning, Brother Prashant is going to guide us on a journey through the three worlds, and he will do that by sharing some insights with us, having a little bit of discussion, and then also, of course, conducting some yoga experiments. So warm welcome to Brother Prashant.
Thank you. Hello and good morning. Appreciate your interest. And let us start with another minute. And this minute is of concentration, our experiment with concentration. And we can choose any aspect of yoga that we want to practice, but stay in that one experience for this whole minute. It may be with eyes open or eyes closed. And one time in the Murli, Baba said, the whole of Raj Yoga is the difficult amongst the difficult. There are many, many things in this world that are difficult, and Raj Yoga is more difficult than any of this. Is that true? Is it difficult? And then the next line, what did Baba say after that? It is easiest of the easy. It is the difficult, most difficult, and it is the easiest of the easy. So what makes it difficult and what makes it easy? Do you want to answer? This is more interactive. The whole of this session will be interactive. You can speak, you know, you can come closer also and speak if you like. You can use a microphone. But you can just say loud, what makes it difficult? Maya, okay, that's true. What else?
This very difficult. It was be very difficult.
Yes, sure. You know, one way to see it is that when we you want to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's simply, and we do everything very complicated. Very mental.
Right, sure. It is nicely put. In the way Baba sees it, when we are using the stone intellect, it becomes difficult. Because stone intellect limits us to the gross and the physical world. And if we are using the spiritual sight, Baba uses the word paras intellect. which is opposite of stone intellect. Baba often uses the word paras. With that, you are able to see the subtle and the alaukik in an obvious way. See, know, experience. Just like we, for us, this whole place here, colors, so obvious, as opposed to for someone who is blind. For paras, this whole dimension beyond the physical is obvious, vivid, natural, clear. So we are going to use some sketches. You know, what is the view, Paras view? For him, this dimension beyond is obvious and natural. And this is the home of the invisible soul, happy, happy star. It is the home of the family and the father. For Paras, it is important, real. He knows he himself is immortal. He knows there is a physical world. He doesn't see the physical world as the main thing. It's a story. He knows beforehand it has limits. It has a beginning and an end. He knows we go through that, but our world is the main one. And that world is subtle and it is eternal. This is an immersed way, perspective. When we use patthar, then this physical world becomes everything. Patthar is stone intellect. And as opposed to patthar is paras. That makes our meditation very, very easy. All that we need to do is use paras. And in 1 second, the game changes. For Paras, he not only knows about it, he lives in it. It is like immersed. And the physical world, it is a story. It is obviously a story for him. So he sees the world from beyond in a natural way. So let us experiment with this right now. We use Paras this moment, and at immediate level we see this, everything that happened today, it happened in a story. Right now here, Prashant talking, that is also in a story. And everything that happened in the past, story. Nothing serious in any story. Nothing matters. No one is harmed by a story. No one creates attachments in a story. Paras can see the world beyond the story. And beyond the story is silence. There is no noise of the story. We see this world in the image of a sky. World of complete stillness. World that is eternal. World that exists forever. This environment, the Paras environment, helps the true self to become conscious. And for the true self, it is normal to be like a point. It is normal to belong to that sky. It is normal to be immortal. It is normal to belong to that family of souls. It is normal not to need anything for his existence. All we have done is just take one step of using this spiritual sight and the game changes completely. It helps the soul to become conscious. Thank you. You know, one time Baba asked, what's the difference between a yogi and one who practices yoga? You know, when Baba is meaning Rajyogi, not a Hatha Yogi. So Rajyogi, one who practices yoga and a yogi, what's the difference? And what would you say?
Yogi is always in the right awareness and constant. And trying to do yoga where there is switch on and switch off.
Yeah.
Is, yoga.
Yeah, that's nice. You know what Baba said? You know, Baba's answer was, yogi is the one who lives there and comes here. And one who practices yoga, he lives here and goes there. And that describes our positioning. So one who practices yoga, he feels he belongs here in the story. And this is his town, this is his family, this is his job, this is mine. And then for 5 minutes, when the traffic control music starts, he goes there. When the music stops, what happens? He's back here. he practices yoga so that it will help his blood pressure, help his relationships, help his job. And he lives for here, at this level. Do you know anyone who practices yoga? So that is one level, practicing yoga. Yogi, he feels he belongs there. That is his world. That is his family. That is where his family is. He doesn't say Laukik family, Alaukik. There is just one family. That is his family. That is where his father is. That is his world, full stop. And he comes over here, maybe for 100 years, but he has come here as a guest. He has come here maybe for a task, for a mission. This world is not his world from the first second. He knows this. Then he is a yogi. Who can ever be a yogi? One word answer. You can just say loudly, one who can ever be a yogi? Soul that is conscious. Bodily image, the role, Prashant is part of this story. You know, that is different, temporary part. But behind this, the invisible soul, if he is conscious, he can be the yogi. Invisible soul. And that is our effort, to first get soul become conscious. Some of these visual images are useful. This image is very useful because that helps the soul to become conscious. It is like a paras perspective. We all have paras. Everyone got paras. Everyone got patthar also. Whatever that we use more becomes stronger. Whichever muscle you use more, that becomes stronger. So if paras is not used, it remains weak. In the copper age, iron age, we have not used paras. So that is weak. That is why it becomes a stone intellect making effort, spiritual effort. That is where the difficulty comes. Let us create another few minutes of paras experiment. And our aim all along is full concentration. And in this hall, some tourists might come, people come, sit at the back, that may be sound. That is all happening in the story. Nothing in the story distracts us. If there is attention, we fully accept the story. So this, in 1 second, we are reminding the paras perspective. We are understanding everything that happened today, yesterday, all happened in a story. And by that we mean nothing matters. And we come to the reality beyond the story. And reality beyond is subtle and alaukik, unearthly, eternal. It is also divine, because it is a Ravan-free region. That's why no demon, it becomes divine. In this dimension is the true family. They all are in the image of tiny, tiny points, stars. All these living stars, they are divine beings. They exist forever without needing anything. They literally are desireless, sorrowless, egoless. All at this level are beings of joy and love. Divine means this. Silently the attention is in this alaukik world and the alaukik family. This immortality of this dimension is the central thing for them. The huge shift happens because of this immortality. They exist forever without needing anything. And when there are no needs, there are no disappointments. These beings literally are free from anything inauspicious. What remains is silent happiness and love. They are childlike, harmless, fully innocent, fully carefree. Forever content. That's why the word divine beings. And this is the reality of all souls. And this extends beyond the human family. All are good. All are beings of joy and love. This environment, if we can call it Paras environment, favors the soul. Just as Pathar environment favors the ego, Paras favors the soul. Soul becomes conscious. And for the one who is conscious, for him this dimension is normal and natural. He doesn't see this as a yoga effort. This is his natural life. He knows of his worthiness to be with God, to be loved by God. He knows of his immortality. For him it is normal to be that tiny point. Normal to belong to that family of living stars, angelic stars, normal to be happy forever. Normal to see the physical world as a story, temporary world as temporary. As we continue on our journey, we remember the beautiful truth of the invisible soul. Beautiful truth of everyone. Thank you. So you want to add anything? You want to say anything? How are you doing?
I just want to share my experience, how it's easier to choose the paras intellect. It's a slow down everything. So daily activities, we walk a little bit more slowly and speak more slowly. So we have time to choose paras intellect. That's my experience. Thank you.
For me, this world is a point, drama. Whatever conditions I am in, for example, fulfilling my professional responsibilities, everything is a point, everything is a full stop. I am a point, Baba is a point. Right now, I'm experiencing being in Parandham as a point, the state of bliss, of the feeling of sparkling silence. The ocean of this silence, joy and bliss. And I try to dive or merge into this experience of silence as often as possible. Trying to stay in this state as often as possible. It's easy. So she shared. So she doesn't have a question, but she shared her experience.
Yeah, very, very clear. Хорошо. Thank you.
Okay, one more question. I love to be in two worlds, to play this role, to enjoy playing this role, and also know this amazing secret that I'm from there, I belong to that world. I love to see powers, virtues, seeing myself, playing this part, observing myself. And participate in this game and bring benefit now. And realize that I possess those powers that Baba offers. And I realize that through this, my intellect is becoming more and more paras, more and more like paras.
Good. That's it. Yeah, very good. Yeah, excellent. And then the secret of our life is that we need to be in this world. We can't run away from the physical world. This is our world of action. We can't run away from it, but not to create any bondage. To live in that world with zero bondage. Just as you might do with any story, you are watching a story. Story starts, finishes, changes, dragon comes, dragon goes. There is no bondage, nothing matters. This is the position Baba takes, and this is the position nature wants us to have. Be 100% free. Anyone has created any bondage? And that green box, anyone has any bondage? To create even a preference is a bondage. To create any expectation, and then to create ego means you are embodiment of bondage and embodiment of ignorance. That is what the ego is. You know, you are living in it. Ego lives in it. So various things Baba mentions, you know, that 100% freedom from that green box, and that is enough to experience your full greatness. Your super sensuous experiences will follow the moment you let go. The word story is a useful thing here, because that helps you reduce the hype. Paras helps you to become free from the bondage. With Pathar you can't even understand what bondage is, because you are right drowning within the pot. Maybe I can ask you one question. Where is our maximum bondage? What will you answer? Body, yes. Anything else? Family? Any other answer? Where is? Sanskars. the word I would use, the maximum bondage is to the role you are playing. Like in this case, Prashant, that is a role in the drama. Often like to give an example, say we make a little drama for children, and in the drama, Mary is acting as a camel in the children's drama. And I'm thinking of some another name, you know. And Irina is acting as an elephant. Mary is acting as a camel, Irina acting as an elephant. Children's drama for 10 minutes. Drama finishes, everyone goes home. But even when Mary is acting as a camel, Mary knows she's Mary. Mary has not forgotten that she's Mary, and there is a camel is 100% separate to her. People may think camel is so nice, camel has got such beautiful nose, but Mary doesn't create ego about it. Agree? Mary remains free and doesn't get flattered, people praising camel. So here is this drama going on. And is, you know, Eva is a part played. And who is the actor here? Eva is a part. Anita is a part played. And who is the actor? Actor is the invisible soul, temporarily playing the part. And whilst playing the part, just like Mary remains 100% free from camel, the whole drama finishes and camel is not there anymore. But she doesn't worry about this. On the stage, elephant comes, elephant goes, dragon comes, dragon goes. She is amused by the whole drama, just because she is free. So in this drama, we show this dotted line. And this dotted line represents ignorance. When you cross this dotted line, you are into ignorance. Then you create bondage. You can create bondage in that temporary drama only if there is ignorance, darkness of ignorance. So here in this drama that is going on, the invisible souls, who are the invisible actors, they are associated with this. They are associated with the drama, but they got their world beyond. If they are using the full paras, they will have zero bondage. If they cross the line, then they create bondage. And sign of bondage is some sorrow will come. Because that world is temporary world. That world is not in our control. To create ego is big bondage. So if Mary is thinking she is camel and she has gone to that level, then it is a serious ignorance. If Mary was to really believe she is camel, you will send her to the hospital. So here, these invisible actors, they think they are the role. Why you are not sending them to the hospital? Because doctors are also in the same boat. So there is not a big help by sending them to the hospital. But we have to come to the Baba's hospital to get this right. But you get an idea what has to become, what has to be right here and what is abnormal. Idea is Mary has to wake up. That is the reason we are here. Mary has to wake up, come out of the camel. Our aim is not to make the camel spiritual or camel very virtuous. That is nothing wrong with that, camel, virtuous camel. But there is an immensely divine and virtuous Mary behind this. And we just need to help Mary wake up. Same here. You know, our game is at a personal level for the invisible soul to wake up. And when he wakes up, he discovers he is free from the entire department of Ravan. Ravan exists only in that darkness of ignorance. The whole department of Ravan. And that is all inauspicious feelings and attitudes and reactions. Small things are big. Its origin is crossing that line. The moment you come behind the line, you discover there is no reason for the slightest sorrow, but nothing inauspicious. You remain 100% carefree. Because the story cannot harm anyone. Story cannot harm you, story cannot harm anyone else. In the story there can be war and there can be dragons and small things, big things can happen, but story cannot harm anyone. The invisible actor knows he is totally secure. So even as we are talking, try and experience this. This is a game of a second. You know, let us come in that space. And know that your big success is stepping behind the role. It is very easy to just stay at the... Ego wants you to cross the line and try to make the camel virtuous. Camel has become BK camel, and now camel is becoming virtuous and with a big badge. So that is not the destination. Destination is to step behind, let the invisible actor wake up. The game for us is invisible. Everything about us is invisible, alaukik. We ourselves are invisible. Our true family is invisible. A nice word for this is alaukik. Unearthly is a nice word, nice way to translate. Everything about us is alaukik. Our father, our treasures, our family, home. So paras is so necessary in this game. And when you are at that level, it is safe, you are secure, everyone is immortal here. And story cannot harm you. That naturally brings out the best in you. We don't need to pretend to be nice. In that space you are naturally nice. Authentic in virtue. Supersensuous experiences follow in the first second. You know, you use paras first second. Proof that you are using paras, super sensuous experiences will follow. Anyone understands he is beyond harm, he experiences lightness, he experiences happiness. And for this, they don't need to do even 7 days course. And that's why here, in 1 minute we can come in this experience. All we are doing, first second, understand the story, is completely separate. Oh, camel, elephant, dragon, that story is going on. That is not an issue for anyone. And the world beyond, everyone is immortal, everyone is safe. And the invisible soul, he is the invisible player, he is immortal. He understands this dimension is eternal. All are good. If no one needs anything, that just changes the game completely. No one needs anything from anywhere. They are immortal without needing anything. Baba uses this expression, ignorant of the word desire. Deities are ignorant of the word desire. Deities are like that because souls don't need anything. Neither from the story or from beyond. They are immortal without needing anything. And if you are ignorant of desire, you become ignorant of disappointment. That's why what remains is silent joy and love. Everyone is like this, at this level. Mary mentioned at the beginning the word Siddhi. Baba likes this word very much. In the golden age is a creation of magic. It is not a creation of technology or science. And consciousness, mind, you know, why Baba is talking about this? Because it is like an extraordinary thing, you know. Just that at the moment Ravan is using it. Ravan is in charge of the mind. But if we remove Ravan from here, then the angel can use this mind and perform magic. In Baba's word, do the avyakt service through the avyakt stage. It also means lots of time our effort and service can be from below the line. And then it is ego-based service and ego-based efforts. Then there is no power. There won't be the magic. The moment invisible soul is conscious, this second, invisible soul is conscious. The sign that he is conscious, he understands his independence from the story. That is necessary to check. Does he feel completely independent from the story? And Prashant is part of the story. Invisible soul understands everyone else is also noble. They are all souls. They are divine and royal. All. And we said this applies to all souls beyond the human family. So there is no exception in this. They all play different parts on the stage, but all are worthy of great respect, worthy of love. This vision from us creates light, and it will have guaranteed results. If this is happening from the avyakta stage, that is what is happening. If the invisible soul is conscious, then his awareness creates light. He sees that everyone else is divine and royal. Thank you. We were using an image, you know, say you want to transform or fix or help a patient get better. What is the first step that is required? If you want to, some expert comes to fix something, what is the first thing that is required? Yes. And even before that, first thing is to know what is the problem. You know, to get the diagnosis. And once there is the diagnosis, then the cure, the answer becomes easy. Without diagnosis, to try and fix, it can create more problems. Or maybe it might solve, but it takes more time. So this planet Earth, you know, if someone asks angelic expert, angel to come and tell us what is wrong on this planet Earth, what will be his report? Angelic expert, what will he tell? There are other experts who might give their Pathar analysis, but angelic expert, what will they tell? If you get the right answer, you will get a toli delivered to you.
I think the angels will report that the people don't even realize how unhappy they are, and that the happiness, how easy it is to get happy and how to get happy.
Yes, okay. Okay, you know, so let us see, you know, let us try and see what the report will be. Remember this image. The first thing angel will say, that is invisible players. Who are the invisible players? These are the invisible players. That the invisible player is deceived, is caught in the story. He doesn't know Mary and the even border between Mary and the camel. He is deceived. And he has created bondages in the story, creating desires and possessive attitude. He is creating bondages. There is confusion, ignorance. But he doesn't even know that he has got bondages. He is not complaining that he has bondages. That means he is unconscious. Invisible player is unconscious. You know, sometimes, say, someone with head injury comes to the hospital. First step is there is confusion. You know, but if it gets worse, then he becomes unconscious. So also here, it starts with confusion, ignorance, but then he is unconscious. And when the angelic soul himself is unconscious, his enemy becomes the master. His enemy rules his mind and life. Who is the enemy? In this case, the ego. Ego becomes the master of his mind and life. And ego is the one who has no problem in doing service and what else, you know, giving talks about, you know, Baba, singing song, Mera Baba, no problem for ego. Ego can do everything, you know, all the Brahmin activities he can do. Possible? Brahmins can have ego? In fact, ego is constant. It is there except during the time we are accurately soul conscious. There is no third option. Either the soul is the master of the mind and life, and if the soul is not conscious, ego is the master of life. If we have crossed that dotted line, then ego is the master. What we are doing right now, during these seconds and minutes, we are coming 100% out of that ignorance. Create such full light, clarity, that you see the story as story, full stop. Everything that is within it is a story, and it is harmless. If you are seeing it very clearly, then it is full light. And in that full light, ego becomes unconscious. Knowledge is there, information is there. We read the Murlis, we study the Murlis. But the essence of knowledge is you become free from the bondages. Even for 1 minute. 1 minute, 2 minutes, let us play with this. You are seeing the story, what happened today and what is happening and what happened. For 1 minute, I'm seeing it for what it is. No different to any other story, and it is harmless. And within that is camel, elephant, Prashant, all within that story, script. In this full light, full clarity, the soul gets chance to become conscious. It is like a new beginning. We are not trying to make camel into the soul. Camel remains camel. Prashant remains Prashant. But let the soul become conscious. And for the soul that is conscious, all of that dimension becomes normal. For him it is normal to be loved by God. Normal to be worthy of belonging to God. It is normal to be incorporeal, completely independent. He understands his complete separation from the story. But he also knows everyone is worthy. They are all royals and divine. That incorporeal is normal, natural, for one who is Paras. And naturally he follows all the subjects of yoga. You know, whether it is service, dharana, knowledge, everything becomes very natural. He follows everything. Invisible player who is conscious. You might have noticed during this last hour, one word we have not used, one letter we have not used, and that letter is I. You know, we try to practice this in an objective way, objective practice, using the word invisible player, invisible soul. The reason, if we use the word I am detached, the ego comes in, percentage of ego comes in, and the experience becomes blocked. You know, here, the dotted line, to come behind the dotted line, it has to be 100% unmixed. And it is good practice to try objective perspective. Invisible player, he is aware. On the other side is Prashant. It is not I either. It's a elephant and camel. That can never be I. He used the objective, and that prevents ego getting a percentage. Once experience comes, then, you know, Baba has been saying it, but I heard it in the recent classes, experience is authority. We all want experience, spiritual experiences. Ego is the obstacle. If ego comes in, ego cannot have spiritual experiences. And so, ego-based effort will end up having imagination or visualization, but not experience. If you want to come in the experience, just bypass the ego. We won't become free from ego on the first day, but we can bypass. And that actually helps the ego shrink. Ego becomes smaller. You want to add anything? Say anything? Map is clear. So we saw here five steps. The angelic expert gives the report that who is deceived? The invisible player is deceived. Souls are deceived. Baba is interested to help the invisible souls. Not Mary, not the ego, not the camel, not the elephant, not the ego, interested to help the invisible actors. So these invisible actors, they are the ones who are deceived. They are into bondages, they are confused, they are into ignorance, they are unconscious, and the enemy is ruling their mind and life. All these five are serious issues. If your friend was deceived, you know, he was tied by some people, bondages, if he was confused, you will be concerned. Here, all five situations are with these invisible players. But they all can be solved. How? Can be solved very quickly by bringing full light. All this happens in the darkness. Darkness, all the problems come. You bring full light, that changes the game. When we use paras, we are giving ourselves permission to use full knowledge. See in full clarity. Give yourself this permission. And in that full clarity, you are seeing obvious. You know what Baba is saying? You are seeing it yourselves in an obvious way. You are seeing the invisible players. They are good. They all are immortal and carefree. Invisible players. And this level, here also is a gathering of invisible players. They are associated with camels and elephants. That is temporary association. But what is really important, and every second you are staying in that awareness, you are helping others to wake up. That is the biggest siddhi at the present time. Biggest magic to help others, local and global. You know, we want to help the whole world wake up. For that, we need this avyakt service through the avyakt stage. You have to be out of the camel and elephant completely, even for 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Let it be invisible player, seeing his invisible brothers for 2 minutes. But you are creating light in these 2 minutes. That dimension, that alaukik dimension, is the world of perfection. Everyone is good, everyone is lovely. You need nothing from anywhere. You feel content, loved by God, and everyone is lovely, loving, and lucky. Such is that world. You are watching this. That is what yoga is. You are just experiencing this, seeing this dimension. There can't be a bigger lottery prize than this. You are seeing the world of perfection, fullness, best, world of love, world of contentment. But truth, you are in truth. It is not artificially you are doing something. You are in truth. Baba wants us to be in this space. Now what happens as you are doing this, the physical world is a reflection. What is happening at the subtle, if you are at a subtle level, you are seeing the perfection, experiencing the perfection, experiencing, you know, immortality, experiencing greatness of everyone, experiencing the world of love and loveliness. Physical world is a reflection. That is what happens at a physical level. Physical level, there will be perfection and fullness and abundance and the best, because that is what you are experiencing at an alaukik level. You create golden age. Golden age, as we said, is a creation of magic. It is not a creation of technology. Iron Age, we can create Iron Age with technical, you know, expertise. But Golden Age, you need a different approach. Let us create another few minutes of this full immersion in that alaukik dimension. Invisible player who is conscious, he understands his complete independence from the story. Camel elephant story, no different to any other stories. Independence. That means he is not worrying about things, or there's nothing to complain about, nothing to be obsessed about. Whole thing is small. That entire physical dimension, when we say it is a story, means it is small. And dimension beyond, everyone is lucky. This is the world of God and world with God. All are immortal. And that natural life is of joy and love. It is a family where everyone is childlike. Ravan free region, it is a region of innocence and being carefree, harmless. This is the world of God and world with God.